Parenting is hard, and we don't have to look too far to be reminded of that.
But parenting can also be fun. There is so much joy to be found in raising your little ones, too.
So settle in and join us as we talk about motherhood, life, and all the fun that's possible in childhood.
Because parenting isn't always sunshine and rainbows, but sometimes it is.
To one and all. How are you today, Mel?
Hi! Happy Easter!
Happy Easter, and welcome to another episode of Sunshine and Rainbows.
Woohoo!
And of course, Mel, if there is a holiday involved, we are talking about it on this podcast.
We are going to hit every holiday.
Because we can't let it go by without talking about all of the wonderful shenanigans.
Watch out, Arbor Day. We're coming for you. Just kidding. Today, we are going to talk about Easter.
Easter.
Oh, I'm hoppity so hop. Excited.
Yep.
Hippity hop.
Hippity hop. And, yes, Easter. You know, there's so many great things about Easter.
So many great things.
And, you know, it just gets me excited for springtime.
Yeah.
Right? It's just.
Absolutely.
It's like the best part of spring because we are welcoming in all of the new, getting rid of all of the old, and
out with the old,
you know, and for any of you who are Christians too, we are also, you know, celebrating a very important day in the Christian faith as well. And
that's
so it's just a great day.
It's a great day.
All right.
Especially here in the South, the pollen hasn't hit like too hard yet.
Oh man.
I say that.
And now you're.
I gotta go look outside.
And now your car is going to be covered with pollen.
That's right.
The minute that you say that.
Knock on wood. Somewhere, somebody do it for me.
Okay, so Easter, Mel.
Easter.
Where should we start here?
Easter. Where would you like to start?
We start at the very beginning.
The very beginning.
Isn't that just the very best place to start?
Okay, the very beginning. So maybe we talk about kind of the week leading up to Easter.
Great.
What are some things that you do, Jesse, with your family and your children specifically, as we get close to Easter, as we kind of work up to the day, like, do you do anything special kind of leading into that?
So, I think before we recorded this episode, I was telling you that in the springtime, we love to go berry picking.
Berries.
Or, you know, we also have like a tulip festival that's near us, just like some kind of fun outdoor.
Yeah.
Excursion, because
they're like spring fun activities.
Yeah, just like something to bring in spring.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And we also, because we homeschool, the week leading up to Easter is spring school. So we'll do some different spring related fun things.
Cool.
This year, we have actually brought bunnies into our house.
I love it.
So there is a local bunny rescue. And I thought, well, for Easter, why don't we just have a couple bunnies in our house?
Why don't we bring some bunnies?
So we're watching them for 6 to 8 weeks.
How excited are the boys that you have two bunnies in your house?
They are very excited. And I have, so I am excited about this too, because I am allergic to both cats and dogs.
Aw, I didn't know that.
Like, enough that we can't have them, right?
Right.
Like, I'm allergic to enough, but I am not allergic to rabbits.
Oh.
So I said to my husband, you know, maybe we're rabbit people.
That's right. Maybe we are.
Maybe we're rabbit people. And here's the thing. I did not know much about rabbits. Did you know that they can actually free roam your home? They are potty trained. You can. Yes. So you can potty train.
Those were great sound effects.
But.
They're potty trained.
Yes. So these rabbits, to give you an idea.
Interesting.
They have a litter box, much like a cat.
Okay.
They free roam our house.
Interesting.
And they, when they need to use the restroom, they just go over to the litter box.
Look at that.
It's pretty remarkable. And
who teaches a rabbit to go? Like, do you have to teach the rabbit to go? I have so many questions. You've just, all right.
Just opened
up a can of worms.
We were going
to talk about Easter, but this episode is going to be all about Jesse's rabbits. Because I got questions.
It's amazing. Wow. They are basically like cats.
Interesting.
But without
the allergies.
But exactly. So this is why it's like blown my mind, because I never thought it was in the cards for me.
Right.
To have a creature, a fuzzy, aww, like,
yeah,
you know, cuddly creature in my house.
Animals.
But I think they're that's what I'm saying.
Won't he do it?
Let's go.
He gave you a bunny.
He gave me a bunny.
Two of them.
So I got two of them. I got two of them. I got two of them. Anyway, so bunnies.
Okay. But, sorry, back to the point. No, back to point.
Actually what we're talking about in this episode. Okay, your turn now. Leading up to Easter, what
leading
do we got?
Leading up to Easter. So we are big celebrators, I suppose.
Sure.
Of Holy Week, of like yes. the week kind of leading up to Easter.
Yes.
So we actually last year for the very first year, we did like Holy Week kind of like devotions with our family.
Yes.
I laugh because my oldest son, who is 10, this year, he was like, Mom, are we going to do Holy Week devotions again? And I was like, my children are so holy, and it's because of my radiant example of the Lord to my, right? Like, I'm pumping myself up here. And he was like, I was like, oh, buddy, do you really want to do those? How was that? And he was like, yeah, last year we got snacks.
Oh.
I thought it was because I was holy. And he was like, I just want the marshmallows. Oh, come on, child.
Well, what was
all
the,
of that to say?
What were the devotions that you do?
So I found this little like devotional set, and I really cannot remember what or where or how, or I don't remember anything about them.
It's other not the than, resurrection eggs, or
no,
is it?
No, no, no.
Okay.
No, no, no.
That's a separate thing.
We've seen those, like we've played with them and things.
Sure,
it's
sure.
It's not really been kind of our thing. So,
sure, sure.
I don't even remember. I found these little Holy Week devotions
Fun.
From something else. So we used those last year. It was just like a little devotional thought. We kind of talked about what the day represents.
Okay.
And it was like the Lord's Supper. So we had like a little thing of grape juice and bread. Like I was trying to make it real to them.
Yes.
So that they could kind of understand why we celebrate this week.
Yes.
And then leading up to Easter, why that day is so special for us as a Christian.
Yep.
And my kids were just excited about the snacks. But all of that to say, like we just did it last year and it went really well. So I think we might kind of, you know, introduce those things again this year.
I like it.
As we kind of lead up to it. So, yeah.
I like it. Resurrection eggs, if you don't know what those are, they're little Easter eggs. And in each egg, there's a little trinket.
Yeah.
A trinket that that represents kind of the next part of the story. So the story leading up to the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus.
Jesse, I have been a Christian for a very long time.
Yes.
But I think that I can admit we are a strange bunch of people. Resurrection eggs, right? Like, we're just going to put little trinkets of the Lord in an egg.
Of the Lord.
And let children open them. Look, yep. I love them, and I love the holiday, and I love what Jesus, you know, like all of these things.
Yeah, sure, sure.
But I think we can all admit that we as Christians are some weird people sometimes.
We're pretty weird.
Yeah.
We're pretty weird. But you know what? I like to think it's in the best way possible. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, resurrection eggs. And then, the lead up to Easter. We're also reading a lot. We'll be reading a lot of books.
Right.
Right? About,
right.
about Easter.
All
the Easter things.
Yeah, from bunnies to the Easter bunny, the chocolate, the eggs.
The Jesus.
Jesus. Yep. The Jesus. It's like the Facebook.
Yes, right.
The Jesus. Like I love that. We get to read books kind of about all of it. And
yes.
Just have a good holiday.
Love it. Okay. And probably leading up to Easter too, we're thinking about what our children will wear on Easter Sunday.
Right.
So we're maybe looking at the cute outfits. So what are
we
doing?
Do you do like the matching outfits for your boys?
You know what? I've not gone the matchy-matchy route, but I have gone the like cute suit.
Well, of course.
Situation.
Yeah.
So tell me about where you get your stuff. Your stuff. What do you do for that?
When they were younger, we did Carter's. So,
okay,
you know,
love
you
it.
Get to go. They have the very cute like spring collections
cute.
And things.
Super cute.
We did those. Now it's like Amazon or Target or wherever I can kind of find a good deal on something.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
My kids, now that my oldest is 10, I don't think he's going to let me match them this year.
Ah.
But even up until last year, like I was able, I didn't
you
match them, but like they coordinated because I have two boys and a girl.
Sure.
And my girl loves pink and purple and the boys are like, you will never find me.
Never.
You won't catch me dead.
You won't catch me dead in
shirt,
that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So we've had to coordinate them. But yeah, like they have done it for this long.
Love it.
And I love that. But I think we're getting to the point now where my 10-year-old is like, I want to wear what I want to wear and you can't make me match. I think that's the year we're at.
Yeah. We do the kid to kid and once upon a child and all of the like kid consignment stores.
Perfect.
Because, you know, I figure they're going to wear it once and then grow out of it.
Yeah.
Literally, it's the one time. So that's also another reason why we don't match. I just see what's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it works out.
I love it.
It works out. All right. So we got the cute hats and the, oh, the it's just hats, all the cute. The and you know what? I'm never going to have a girl to know how fun it is to like dress the little girl up in the frilly socks.
Trust me, it's fun.
I bet. It's like a real doll.
She's like my own personal little Barbie.
I know.
Yeah. And she is very girly. So she really is my own little personal Barbie that I get to dress up.
Yeah.
She's fun. And she's always up for whatever, which is fun.
Yeah. She's just game.
Yep.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. So we got our outfits. We've done our devotions. We've visited some kind of...
The day is here.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse. Here's the question of the hour.
Yep.
Do you do the Easter bunny?
Do I do the Easter bunny?
Do the Easter bunny?
Let me answer your question with a story.
Okay.
Well, yes. So last year, I unashamedly had my husband dress in our Easter bunny outfit.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I love that Tyler dresses up for almost every holiday. I can't wait to see what he dresses up as Arbor Day. I can't wait. A tree. Go on.
Well, I had, so this is also for no small ears, right? We got to put, have him jumping through the backyard in our Easter bunny costume. Yes. And the boys, you know, oh, what is that in our backyard? And there's Tyler hopping down the bunny trail.
Here comes Peter Cottontail.
But then you know what happened?
What?
They saw he hopped just a little bit too enthusiastically. And they saw his tennis shoes. And you know what Everett said? He said, "Mommy, why does the Easter Bunny have the same tennis shoes as Daddy?"
Isn't that a coincidence? You just wouldn't believe it. You know, there's only one tennis shoe that grown men wear. Oh. And I can't even say grown men. Just anyone over the age of 10.
Oh,
they all wear
funny.
The same shoe.
So, to answer your question, yes, we do own a full Easter Bunny outfit. And yes, we do completely embrace the Easter Bunny situation.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, your turn. Do you do
I'll
the Easter Bunny?
Your question with a story. No, I'm just kidding.
With
no,
a song. I feel a song coming on.
There is no song and no dance on my end.
Okay.
No, we actually don't really do the Easter Bunny, which is funny.
Interesting.
We do most of the other things. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know that this has ever been something that like me and my husband have said like, oh no, we're not going to do that.
Sure.
I don't know that we've ever said that. I just think it's, I don't really have an answer for this. I don't know why. Yeah. But I feel like my kids just never really got into that. Like, sure. I don't know if it just sounded crazy in their heads.
I mean, it or is pretty crazy.
It's, you know, it's
pretty outlandish.
It is. They get on, like, they're fine with the other things,
sure.
You know, the other people. But sure, it's sure. The Easter Bunny they've never really gotten into.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's fair. It's a very strange idea.
It's a weird one.
Yeah, sure is.
But we still enjoy the holiday. Like, we still do, like, the little Easter baskets and things.
I was
going
to say, do you do Easter
they
baskets?
They just fully recognize that those things come from mom and dad.
Gotcha.
It's never really been something that we've said, though. But now that, like, they attribute that to us, we're like, yeah, that's
yeah,
mine.
That cake
I got that for you, sucker.
I absolutely did.
I did.
Yeah.
Boom.
So in our house, because it does come from the Easter Bunny,
right.
They have to search in the house for it. They have to find
it. I love
it. So are yours, like, on the Easter morning table, like, on the table?
They are. They are gotcha. On the table when they come down.
Okay.
Yeah. They usually, like, if they have their, like, the Christmas outfit. Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Their Easter outfit.
Yes.
Their Easter outfit is right next to their little basket that has, like, their little treats on it. So when they come down, it's all kind of right there.
Oh. And so yeah. They come down in their PJs.
They do.
That's
they do.
That's so nice.
They
to
do.
To see the cute table.
To see all their things. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Yeah. And so they open that. So my kids, they find it, right? And they rip it open. And
do you wrap them?
I do cellophane.
Or is it just, oh, okay.
I do cellophane.
I was going to say, you said open, and I was like, oh, what am I doing wrong?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no, what am I?
Although,
what
you know
what?
What
should I be doing that differently?
The cellophane is fun, but I have seen some of the recent ones where, like, they're in the rain boots or they're
yes.
in the, like,
those
umbrella.
Are cute.
Those are cute, like, putting the
I
umbrella
like the
upside
umbrella
down.
One. Yeah.
That's cute.
Although that feels way too big for what we do.
Yeah.
We don't put that much.
No, that's a lot
it would
of
look
stuff.
A little skimpy, but...
Yeah.
But I like the idea of the umbrella.
Yeah. And they, I've, like, some people go really extra. Like, I saw, you know that turtle sandbox, like the plastic
turtle sandbox?
They filled that whole thing with stuff.
I don't do that.
I don't have enough stuff to put in there.
I don't.
Okay, what are you putting in your basket?
Yeah, so we do a couple of eggs. We, like, the little plastic eggs that have, like, the little candy inside.
Yep.
We do some of that. We usually do, like, an Easter book. Of some sort.
I like it.
That's like up to their reading level, like something that they enjoy reading.
I like that.
And if it's Easter themed, you get bonus points for that.
Love it.
Sometimes we'll put like a little toy. Like it's not a, like it's not Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
No, no.
But it's like a little something that they can play with. Like I think my oldest got like fidgets last year.
Oh, okay.
Because like he had these like little like magnetic fidgety things or whatever. So it's not like a huge gift.
But sure.
Like,
but it's fun.
There's a little something in there. Yeah. And I don't really remember.
Do you do like the big chocolate bunny, like the chocolate bunny kind of situation?
I'm glad you asked me that question.
Okay.
Jesse, allow me to tell you a story.
Oh, yes. Here's the story.
Story time.
Okay.
Mom, I love you, but you know I'm going to tell this story.
Uh-oh.
Love you.
Uh-oh.
When we were a child.
When we were children.
When we, you know what I mean.
Okay.
When we were children, my brother and I, my mom, we were probably teenagers at this point, but my mom would give us chocolate crosses.
Oh, cute.
It's the holy candy on Easter.
Love it.
You know, to celebrate Jesus, we're going to eat the cross. You know, it's very strange.
That seems, yeah.
It's a very strange thing. But my mom would always get us a chocolate cross.
Okay.
And then one year she got my brother a chocolate cross and I did not get one. I was probably in college at that point.
Why?
It still hurts.
Why did you not get a chocolate cross?
Mom, would you like to?
Did she tell you why though?
No. Well, no. I think like my brother was in town or something, and I was not in town. And if she would have like mailed it to me, it would have melted. Like it would have been a whole thing. What am I trying to say?
Practically speaking,
it made sense.
Okay. But you were still hurt.
But I didn't get over it.
Scarred.
I did not get over it.
Wow. But now you can
buy your
own. So
now I get chocolate crosses for my children to carry on that tradition. And maybe one year I'll forget to give one to one kid to carry on that tradition. I'm just joking. I love you, Mom.
That's so funny. Okay, yeah, chocolate crosses, that's cute.
Yes.
I always like the bunny because I like to bite his head off.
Right? You know? You have to eat one ear at a time.
That's pretty fun. That's pretty fun. It's kind of
satisfying. Should we be concerned that you have bunnies in your house and you really enjoy biting the heads off? This is going well.
This is going well.
This is going well. Is it April yet?
Is it April? So in our baskets, we take this as an, our opportunity to give them their outdoor play toys.
I love that.
So this is because they don't get like a summer basket or whatever, right? So this is
Who does? This
is their moment.
Right.
So this is like bubbles. This is, you know... Like we're this year, we have one of those pocket microscopes, you know, like the ones that can just fit in your pocket. Those
during
cool.
COVID, like that Easter, because we were all home,
right?
Like 2020, Easter was at home.
Yep.
We got our kids like a big outdoor swing. Like we already had a swing set kind of thing outside, but it was like the big round one that like all three of them could fit on together.
Love it.
And that was great. Like they used that thing.
Yes.
Like wore it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They
so,
loved it.
So that's what we do in our Easter baskets. But it's lots of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've enjoyed our Easter baskets. They
right?
go up. They get all dolled up.
All dolled up.
In their cute little outfits.
That's right.
And then we go to church.
We are the church-going people.
Yep.
Absolutely. On Easter Sunday, we're at church.
Yep. And there's generally the like sunrise service, right? Which is
right.
early bird.
Our church does not do it super early. It's at like 8. I mean, it's early.
It's early enough for me.
Right. But, you know, we have small children. We're generally awake.
Yep.
Even if we're not out of the house yet.
Right.
But yes. We're not like an actual sunrise.
Sure, sure. Oh, yes. Sure, sure.
But yes,
okay.
There's a sunrise service and then there is like the Easter Sunday service at church as well.
Yep. And talk to me about Easter egg hunts.
Easter egg hunts.
Talk to me about that. Have your kids outgrown that? Are they still going for the Easter egg hunts?
I think they still go for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you generally do that beforehand or do you generally wait until like the one that church does or?
Yeah. I think the Easter egg hunt, especially at our church, like it's changed a lot in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So like if it was going to be later or if it just, you know, if we just didn't kind of know what was going to happen, we have done a couple of Easter egg hunts at our house.
Great.
For like our kids and like our friends and their kids and that kind of thing. Like we would invite them over like on Saturday.
Fun.
The Saturday before.
Yeah.
Because we're all home trying to figure out something to do with our kids. So we would pack some eggs and throw them in the backyard and let them kind of go nuts back there.
Go wild.
But usually, like, we'll wait for, like, our church to do something, and then we'll go, and we'll do that one.
There are some cool Easter egg hunts this year, Mel.
Yeah.
There is an underwater Easter egg hunt this year, which is at one of the indoor aquatic parks. So that seems
that's fantastic,
weird and fun.
Yes.
There's also a
That's right where the bunny would leave them, you know?
In the water.
In the water. You know, the bunny with the eggs.
That's so strange.
Under the water.
I know.
It makes sense.
It makes sense somehow. And then also, you can do nighttime glow Easter egg hunts.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen on Amazon, but you can get the little like glow eggs you can put candy in. You know, they're just like normal eggs.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
That is fun. We did that during COVID as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. We just did like a really small hunt in the backyard with our kids because it was the first year. And we were like, what in the world are we going to do with these children? And it was just getting way too late. And we were like, oh, look, we have glow sticks. Throw them outside.
So we
did not get like the glow in the dark eggs.
Sure, sure. But
we just used regular ones that we had on hand, but just put little glow sticks around them.
I love it. Yeah, yeah.
It's cute.
So that's fun. Yeah, so lots of fun ways to do those. Yes. All right.
Do you dye Easter eggs?
Oh, good question. That is a messy experience.
It is messy.
That is a very messy experience.
So messy.
So I want, yes, I do. We do it, but I have to like psych myself up. Like it takes me a couple days to be like,
you're like singing Eye of the Tiger as you go in, man.
I literally am. I'm like, okay, here we go. I got this.
I can do this.
Have you seen those, you put the egg in a little thing and it spins it for you?
Yes.
Okay, those are
little
cool.
Egg spinner thingies?
The Eggmazing. Mm-hmm. They're called Eggmazing. I know. Isn't that great?
They knew their audience.
They knew their audience.
It is Eggmazing.
It's me. It's
I am it.
I
am they.
I am they. We just got some this year and I have not done it yet, but okay. I am excited. Yes. I'm pumped because it comes with like the markers. It comes with the markers, right?
Okay.
And it just spins really fast. The
markers
egg,
are so much cleaner
and
than the vinegar, the tablets.
Yes.
Some people do shaving cream and like food coloring.
Oh, gosh.
It's too messy.
So that's why I'm like, let's go Eggmazing. Let's see.
Let's do it.
Let's go egg wild.
Tell me how Eggmazing it is.
I shall.
After you do them, okay?
I shall. yeah, but Easter egg. Do you guys do that?
Right.
Do you do the
We do. We do the old vinegar and tablet
gig.
Yes, yes.
All right.
1 year when my oldest was young, we turned around for 0.1 second. Literally.
Uh-oh.
That's
Uh-oh.
All it was. And by the time we got back, he had swallowed the tablet. It was the blue one because his whole mouth was blue. We were new parents.
He was young.
I mean, he was over a year, I think. And we had to call poison control because we were so scared. Turns out it's fine. Or at least he was. Like they said, it's fine.
Oh, gosh.
But he had blue teeth and other things were blue
for a very long
time. I was going to say,
were other things blue? That was going to be my next question.
Once we knew he was safe from poison control, we had a good laugh at it. But
Oh, wow.
He did. Ben had a lot of blue teeth that year for Easter.
Wow.
Good times. We still talk about that every year. We're like, remember that time you ate this?
Oh,
he's
my
like, no.
Word. Yeah, right, exactly. No, Mom. Oh, wow. Okay, so for the eggs that you dye, are those out for Easter morning? Like, as in, do you eat them after? Or is it just for funsies?
My family, they're not, like, hard-boiled egg people. I am. I love a deviled egg.
Sure.
And I feel like one of my kids, like, every once in a while, they'll eat one. But it's not their favorite.
Sure.
So we tend to make more than we actually eat. I'll usually do, like, an egg salad for lunch that week or something.
That's smart.
Just to kind of use them up. But it's mainly me eating all the eggs.
Oh.
I'm getting all that protein.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at you. You're just getting all that
By
protein.
By the end of the week, I'm on like an egg hiatus. Like, I can't do this anymore. I need a week or two with no eggs.
So here's a fun question. Can you dye eggs that are not hard boiled? Like, could you just dye them for funsies?
And I suppose.
And then use them for other things as you go.
I suppose you can crack like an egg in a, I don't know.
They might.
Try it.
They might like explode much more easily than a hard-boiled egg.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You should try it.
I'm gonna try
raw egg with your egg mazing and spin it.
Ooh, let's see what happens, shall we? Yikes. Ooh, that sounds sticky.
Report back.
That sounds sticky. Okay, can't wait. Other fun egg things. Have you done like any of the fun egg experiments where like we do it around Easter because it's fun, but like it's the engineering thing where you try to engineer some kind of like surrounding pad for an egg.
Oh, like an egg drop?
Like an egg drop kind of thing? Yes.
No, but that's a great idea. Especially as kids get older.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
That's fun. And it's very Eastery, right? Yeah. Like, you know. Like, can you, or even like, you know, the egg relays are fun. You got to have kind of a larger group of people, but that's pretty fun. Or like egg tosses are really fun too. Right. Like seeing how far you can get before it splats all over you.
That's something you do with a raw egg.
Sure is. That would be a really weird if it was not, if it was a hard boiled
clunk. It's a little lackluster if it clunks to the ground.
All right. Fun movies for Easter.
Fun movies.
So we Peter Rabbit.
Of course.
There's the live action. It's mediocre.
It'll do.
The first one is better than the second one.
Okay.
We like to read a lot of the Peter Rabbit books or the Beatrix Potter. We like to read a lot of those over Easter. And like the Velveteen Rabbit, which I don't think they've ever made a movie of that yet.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Any other like cool media things?
No,
not really. I think there's not really a ton.
Yeah. Around there's not a lot
on Easter, right?
I don't think so. Maybe we're missing like
a whole section. I mean, it could be
movies and things.
Could be.
I don't know.
But I do think like the Easter Bunny is a little terrifying. Like a lot of the costumes. Most of the
costumes are super creepy looking.
They sure are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, there you go.
All right. Anything else we're missing, Mel?
That's all I can think of.
I think we did it.
I think we have absolutely nailed Easter. Like, we're good to go.
I love it. Easter.
Absolutely.
Happy Easter, Mel.
Happy Easter.
Yay.
Oh, my
Hoppity
goodness. Hoppity hop.
Hoppity hop. Hoppity hop to you, my friend.
Happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Sunshine and Rainbows.
If you laughed, if you smiled, or if you liked anything that you heard here today, don't forget to like, share us, and subscribe for more episodes.
See you next time.
Bye.